This morning I'm turning to the book of Psalm 24. I'll read to you verse 3-6. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up the soul of humanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, Oh Jacob. And this morning, this is our passage of meditation, and our subject is who can approach God acceptably. In our opinion, some more energy from that. That was Psalm 24. Now, I know, so why do you to be a right there? Because so, why do you need to be a confront? Now, I want to be a confront. Now, I want to be a confront. Now, I want to Mia on the So we are thinking about this passage in the Psalm. Psalm 24 years, I'll say. The passage that we said, if this is then, find over to me, I'll pray, I didn't know better than Atum. Who can approach God acceptably? See, I can see, right there, I'm going to put any more, find over to me, Atum. And that's what we are thinking about this morning. The passage reminds us that God of all creation is the holy God, and his dwelling place is holy. And the passage also tells us in what manner we can have fellowship with this Holy God. Yet, it is true God has made all things, he has created us. But the fact is also that we who live, who are born into this world, each one of us are born in sin. And so there's a kind of separation from God. And from our own nature, separate ourselves from him. And yet, we are supposed to have fellowship with this Holy God. Yet, here they say, Father, this passage teacher said, why did you not call a radi from going in? He never say, a radi, oh no, we are seeing ya, body for, oh no, what we be, oh no, and no, my baby, we are seeing. And now, yeah, our boy, and so no, one day, I don't go in, now we are going in. Now, yeah, sir, you have to share me a quitting him, the woman, and then, yeah. Tracker. And so, I make us a warning. And so, when we think of this passage, it tells us God is holy. It tells us, it challenges us, it challenges everyone, it challenges all mankind because by nature we are all sinners. God is holy, who can approach him? God is holy, and yet all mankind. Born in sin. We are by nature sinners because we have inherited the sinful nature of our parents and from Adam. By nature, whether young or old, we are all sinners. Whether wise or fool, we are all sinners. Whether educated or illiterate, we are all sinners. Whether rich or poor, we are all sinners. Yeah, mesmo ya TBS ya no say young parao, empenyimfo, say nyansafo, ejimifo, eyo enia ya ko school my ewonim die, anase enia ya ko school cry enim die cry. Yeah, odifo anase osika, anase ehiafo, ayenia no. We are the born for. As long as we are born into this world, we are all sinners. In Romans 3:23, we are told, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23 says, What's the glory of God? We don't have holiness, we don't have His righteousness. We cannot, we have lost this because of sin. And all that makes us acceptable before God, we don't have it. So by that we have all, we have this burden on us. And again, the Bible speaks of all men as vanity in Psalm 62 verse 9. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are lie. To be laid in the balance, they are all together than lighter than vanity. So that is what the Bible is telling us, that we are all vanity. And we are all sinners. We have all deficiency when it comes to our approach to God. In our own selves, we are all sinners, and we cannot come to this Holy Ghost. So our verse challenges us, it puts this challenge in our mind. This is the Holy Ghost, and we are sinners. And it is our responsibility to know this Holy God, to have fellowship with Him, to know Him as our God, because He has made us. But we are sinners. The verse the two young people said, Nyanko Ponya Kronkron, Yan Swa, Yan Abodio Steel, Yadi Ponya Fo. He visited them to me, of course, I already checked. So I am somewhere, verse the two young people. Ah, or see a medium. So I'll take the verses and I'll try to explain further for us to reflect more on this truth that God is holy, He dwells in a holy place, and then the challenge is who can approach Him. This is what it speaks that the person who can approach Him, it will tell us who can approach Him and who can have His favor, who can have His blessing. So we are going to think further about these things. So I read to you again verse 3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in His holy place? Yet this psalm is a psalm of David. David wrote it, and David was reflecting on the holiness of God and how to approach Him. I have hinted, but that's the thought. David was thinking, this is God. This is holy. He is the creator God. And who can approach Him? To worship Him acceptably. Why was David thinking about this? I didn't know David not being saved. The fact is that the most important thing is that man's true happiness is derived from a sincere fellowship with his creator. Nikura woman said, David, or you want to be said nipa, say I'm going to be a yenija as a dimupa and say. Well, in this one, people try to say, well, they want to make themselves happy by so many things. But I mean, even those who give themselves to this, they know that it's not solid happiness. I mean, there are many things that comes to distract this happiness. Always my common example is, get everything in the world, just simple illness will let you despite everything you have ever had. Get sick, and the body weak, and there's no big taste for food, for water. What is happiness? From this thing that you may derive happiness from. The mechanism said, see, I'm a poor boy, you know. See, I'm a poor boy, you know. 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 Something that do not really offer to happiness. But the another thing that we think with David is that to have fellowship with this Christ, Holy God, God, the Holy God, our nature must agree with this. See, any young boy or your concoy or take concobie. Or say, say, any young in Kitabudia, or say, any new issue, and I said, nay, my train, nay, nay, nipper, a bab. That's one thing. In Amos chapter 3, verse 3, Amos says that, how can two walk together? I said, they agreed. A better than the family you knew, Amos chapter 3, verse 3, a better than the family you knew to me. So you see, we have to be happy, we have to know God is happy, but how can we agree with Him? Our nature is opposing Him. And yet, almost how can we? And we have the same argument with His nature. Friends, this is the greatest need of every man. You see, to have that fellowship with Almighty God who has made us. Say, Benya, I sad that David didn't dream him. Send me a couple of crumb way. Send me finally Benya Gita with Dino. Don't know what you mean, no, and ya sank it with Dino. I don't know who your money power will be asking. It's the most important thing to think about. But I'm sure you know many people are going to think about this. I asked them who he has said, and someone who he has passed, and I think you will be asking. And so, the AI reward is a little bit brain, me and Sassamu. Because, well, somehow they think they are happy. They think they are okay with life here. So they are not willing to think about this fact. But David is drawing out our attention to that. Because whether we think about it, or whether, we don't think about it, the truth in this passage stands for. See, by being home, see, and being home, you should share fire. A Bible is trying to bring to me a fast way. See, by you see, and being home, no. Sound a prayer Bible, no, echo, I, it's in a hope. Our own thinking doesn't change the truth of this passage. Because we cannot avoid it. We can somehow seem to avoid it here, but we cannot avoid it at the day of judgment. So that's a mother bebano. That's the way to come so clear to everyone that the holy, holy God, man, has to have fellowship with Him because He is the Creator. He is the one who has made us, and He is the one whom we will have to stand before the day of judgment. He is going to take account of our lives, and He's going to give rewards to what we have done, our life deserved. And this is the Holy God who we have to do. My question to you is this. Have you taken your time to think about this? And God is holy. God is holy, and does He accept me? Does He approve my person and my lifestyle and my habit and even what I do as for the worship or whatever, whether religiously or whatever? Have you ever thought of it? So I want to ask you, say, oh, Yankupon Kronkron. May swam it to him. My brown bobble was soon in here, and I said that they are binding grass and maybe a sonoa or Jimmy Tumwan. Have you thought of that? Oh, well, God is our creator, He accepted it. But no, David was a king in Israel, and it was God who even appointed him. He was also a prophet. But look at what David is talking about here. And David, no Yankupon, Israel, Yankupon, Gatan, or Dinisio. So David then yes will be our only Yanko had to share the orca because when he said but the more we think about it, the more we will want the Lord to help us so that we can be right with Him. Because as I said, it is this God, the Holy God, that we may have to stand before at the day of judgment. This is the Holy God. And as I said also, that we may try to avoid this thought that God is holy, we are sinners. How can he accept us? But then, at the day of judgment, we cannot avoid this question. At the day of judgment, because God will judge us according to his character, not according to ours. See, God will judge us according to his own character. And if God should weigh us, how will we be found before him? What will be our lot? What will be our stand? Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? This is the contemplation of David. This is the thinking, the meditation of David. And the hill of the Lord here is a reference to Mount Zion. In the in Israel, the olden days, the God's temple was situated in Jerusalem, in one of the mountains over there. For Jerusalem itself was situated on the mountains. A range of mountains there. And for the Jews to worship God, they must ascend this mountain and reach the temple. So you see, so David was picturing. As a picture, David shows how can I hear? God is in heaven. You see, now God is not in those days where you have to go to Jerusalem to worship him. Everyone, we can come to God, the Lord Jesus Christ. God is in heaven. You see, and here am I, and the dwelling place of God is also holy. And for our time, God dwells in his church. Zion of old is now his church. His church is not merely the physical gathering, but the true believers. Those that he has saved from sin, washed them from their sin through the Lord Jesus Christ's blood, and has brought them to himself, changed their hearts by his spirit, and given them a new nature. He dwells among them. The Bible describes that believers in the church, true church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. God dwells as of old in Zion, where the temple was. So, how can I be part? You can even ask the question, how can I be part of God's people? Or how can I have my heart, my mind, ever reach out to God, even when I pray? How can I relate to this high and holy God? That's the picture here. Though, as I said, David was thinking of the temple, and the dwelling place of God then, well, he will be lifted up beyond that to think of heaven itself. But who can reach to this high and holy God? David, Jerusalem, maybe I'm not your coupon so if you were never coupon so. See, David, answer Israel for more for some young people, almost for Sabuway, no more for Sa, Yahupon, Nasuri Fiabiano. Now, Yahupon's with your own or your conquer. So, David, or Jane, Samusma, while waiting your papa, so you have no two more Saturday. So, upon our consuming your coupon, so bet you want to say, we will be a hunty, and I say, we will be a. We are in court for David. Now, because in every way, you need to be asked to say, Israel, one place, but the other people are saying, focus on your people. Your people are not sorry. I'm more what you are, what's the sound of my coma? Whom God wants to know, when I'm Calvary, you move your dear home, won't be more rash, Christo, what you are, I'm not sorry. Your people are sorry, yet say, I bet in a harmo. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Makuma, any me tibia asubini, so may find in from the sumuno. And I may form pipe one in Chenya. So that is the thinking of David, that's the contemplation of David. And I like David all game. Sing and coup or crown corner or throw. Basically, then I need to be abandoned. So who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? Simply, this soul is worthy to be brought into contact with such a God who is so high and holy. David will give us the answer in the following verse, but it's something we have to think about. something we have to think about. Then, as I repeated, God, wherever God is the holy place. So that in the olden place, the olden times, the temple was the dwelling place of God. Today, as I said, also each one of his people that he has saved, he lives in us individually and as a church. So that wherever God's presence is his holy place. The whole world, God is everywhere, but where he manifests his special presence for his worship and also with his people, and where he's known, he's known, he reveals himself, and where people can realize his graciousness, where they can realize his love and mercy. On earth is a holy place. So each and every believer have come to taste of his forgiveness, have come to taste of the graciousness of God in saving sinners to himself. And through the Lord Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross of Calvary, this has been made possible. That though this world is full of sin and darkness, but each one of us who come to him this way, God is able to be with us. And wherever we are in ourselves, we are called holy. That's why in the Bible, the believers are called saints. Saints meaning holy people. The people that are pure in the eyes of God, not in themselves. I'm going ahead of myself, but that is it. But so that when we think of the holy place, let's not think so much of like in the olden days when we think of Israel or Jerusalem alone. Let's think of how God is bringing us to himself and how God is making people holy, making us his dwelling place. And then it will lift us up to think of the heaven itself, where it's holy because that's the dwelling place of God. Wherever God manifests himself, it's a holy place, you see. So how can I have this fellowship or closeness to this God? How can I be pure? That would be the question you can ask. How can I be holy myself? Because this is a holy God, how can I approach him? And then I'm abandoned. But again, as I said, wherever God manifests his presence, his gracious presence, world, his holiness is found. And ultimately, in heaven, where his throne is set, it's a holy place, which is a place which he wants his people to be. Finally, when this world comes to an end, and heaven, Okay, so I move on. What David answered for us, the question he asked, that who can ascend to the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He says, verse 2, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. So David speaks, he tells us the answer. As God is holy, he's telling us that no sinner can approach to worship or serve him. No sinner. God will accept no sinner. That's simple, that's what it means. Clean hands to be a person who doesn't have sin, whose conduct there is no, you cannot find sin in. We say this that, in a figurative sense, he has clean hands, referring to somebody who has not done anything wrong. So that, for me to approach God and be accepted, I should be a person without sin. When my conduct is measured by God's law, I should be found 100%. So, So we will say a sinless person with perfect righteousness. Such a person is the one that God will accept. And a pure heart, a person whose motives and desires are without speck of sin. A person who has never thought of any evil thing, who has never desired any evil thing in his heart and mind, who has never been proud, who has never been selfish, who has never been lustful, envious before. Because these are the hard sins that are in the heart of men. So that a pure heart, a clean hands, this is the requirement that God will accept. You see?
And again, he said, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity? So the same person, it's not that I can be clean hands but not a pure hand. No, I should have all these three. I should be a person that my conduct, some of my woman born in the enemy. And you want me to be a person who is born in the enemy. So my brother will be a woman, but my woman will be born in the enemy. It's something that the person should have. See? Near Baba Yanko, you know, Benjamin, I soon said. Or no, Benyan Stavodiano, or soon as I assume you and saying, well, now Bravo Bolinio, now Kumil, Unia, Bonibiada, on Bien Bonnet, on Nakona Kono, on Guadia and Hupo Echi. And again, he said, who has not lifted up his own to vanity? And this expression also refers to a person who has not worshipped idols. As in the Bible, in the Old Testament, often the description is given to idol vanity. Apostle Paul himself told in Romans 1 Corinthians chapter 8, idols are nothing, they are vanity in this world. So near Obisua on far and the crown as on fan home comma apostle song. See also yes I chrono. Well when we talk of idols, we think of handmade idols, which we know in Africa is so common here. To all over the Queen Accra here, there are so many of us. And also, idols of riches, idols of fame, intelligence, pleasures, gain of this world. Apart from Abosomoa, your ministry one, Sika, any Ahunya, any Riasi, Nimdia, any Riasi, Abodimbo, Riasi, any Jenny Riasi, Pastor, so you have got one. So, I'm going to do one, I'm sorry, I don't know my brain, no more come at that. So that is also idols. You see, idols of riches, fame, intelligence, pleasures, gain, whatever it is. Such a person who be accepted by God must be somebody who has not given himself or herself to any of these things. Never. So that he did and he stopped. No, never. There should be that 100% purity before this person will be accepted. And then he said that all these idols, they are all vain things that people trust in, and because they trust in these vain things, they cannot trust in God. Some people give themselves to idols, whether physical, handmade idols, or riches, fame, whatever kind of thing. People place their trust in, they cannot trust in God. You see? And people make these things their idols. And the last one, I think the fourth one is here, not sworn deceitfully. Yeah, on the, I'm trying to. The tree, on the entropy, there's a particular word, on the adansitro, very good. Adansitro, Sebia, who did not put an answer, Smith, senior friend, now obedi adansi or qua, or what kind of group perfect, near or kind of grand one. So, generally speaks of somebody who doesn't bear false witness, whether false oaths or cheating or lies, and throne. That's the picture here. So look at the character of a person that God will accept. Person with clean hands, pure heart, person of not worship idols, person who has never lied. Yeah, on yes, I know me, yeah, that is all enough. So that simply says that God will accept no one who is tainted with sin before him. He will accept the person who has no sin record with him. So that's the standard. See, so when we think of God and his worship, when we think of God and how we can relate to him, this is how we think. See, again, I'm going to say, God is a holy God. And that we must be like him. Be able to worship him. And he adds in verse 5 here, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, the righteousness from the God of his salvation. And so that all the favor and approvals of God, the person will enjoy. The blessings of God. As creatures, we always need God, either physically or spiritually. Whether for physical provision or salvation or spiritual salvation, provisions in our souls. We look up to those things from him. You see, but specifically, it should be spiritual because for temporal, he gives to all. In those who don't seek him, he gives to them. But he gives special blessings, special spiritual blessings to those who seek Him, in, as we are talking about here, who want to see His salvation, forgiveness of sin, and that oneness with Him, to be reconciled with Him, and that we are told that God will come to us. Again, before I move on, you know, there's people, it's very common these days, people think that, well, when they pray and praise God, they describe God as a king. Well, that is true. So God won't praise us. So it's like, sometimes people think that God is like an old king sitting there, and He wants us to shout His praises, and when we think we sing, they are singing praise and worship, and then they are very so warm towards us. No, it is true. We have to sing His praise and worship. But when people's praise and worship of God accept, that's the people that David describes. So that before we sing His praise and worship, we ask ourselves: does God accept me? Does God accept my person? This Christ Holy God, does He accept me? Am I, is he my friend? No, people don't think of that. All that they say, well, go on praise, so let's praise Him and worship. Let's go to prayer meeting, or maybe prayer comes and pray because we need something. Let's go and pray. God will hear us. No. Until we are one with Him, He will not. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? Who can go to His holy hill? David tells us the person with a sinless character, with a pure heart, with a person who has never sinned. So that's the standard that we think about. So that's why I said that what David is telling us is a very important thing. That it's the most important thing for every human being to think about. Because God is the one we have to do in this life and the world to come. He said, David, is someone okay? Is someone? So the because he asked them, he said, "Yahu Paul, you know, in Nya, as I see you, that you see few years ago, and on us now, in the table, come, I mean, morning, as you are." And he asked in verse 6, "This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek Thy face, O Jacob." So that is the generation is those he described in verse 4, the persons with sinless characters. Are those that God will approve. They are those that will be His true worshippers in this world and the world to come. You see, these are the people that God will accept. These are the people that seek Him. Those with this purity. Those with this righteousness. And then the question will be asked, then who has such a nature of moral purity by himself to approach God? Then if you start questioning, you say, in the middle of the sense, then we are seeing when I was training for you. David himself didn't have. David has got no one. But David knew how God was accept because God has manifested that. David has got no one because David has got in the Bible, you want a record, or only one year. But then it's something that everyone must think about. And the more we think about it, the more we long God to help us. So that we can know Him. So that we can seek the means He has given us. And yield ourselves to Him for His salvation. You see? See, David, I can all kind of same way. Wow, they can't be in Jesus' answer. Or long as I know, the Bible, David, ne records, the born here or here. You see, David, when he said, no crown, no son, father, son will be the answer, son of here. But David, so as a middle of the find a was active from God. Because no one has it. Because naturally we don't have a pure heart. We don't have a sinless character. Say Jama Yangasa, you need a kume muatye. From Yankara Brem we are Yakuma. Kwasi Adam Kwani. Then you come with Yesubai. Well, when we are growing up, we try to cover our bad characters because we are growing up. For children, they don't care. So sometimes we think we are better because probably nobody points to us our wrong. But God knows everything. He sees our heart. He sees our thoughts. He knows our motives. He knows whatever we have done, the purpose of doing them. So in Proverbs, that God weighs the thoughts of men. He weighs our motives of men. He weighs the inner feelings and the motivations in our heart. God weighs them. And that is where He measures whether we are right or wrong. So you see, God sees all things. And this God is holy. And we, how can we approach this God? The Bible, teaches us that we cannot make ourselves a clean heart or a clean character. God must do this for us. He alone can renew our hearts and make us clean and really, shape us and renew us and give us the grace to be able to be people that we, though we are born in sin, yet we come to a point that, oh no, we don't want to live in any life that is against God's will. God only can do that to us. And He did this through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary pictures for all sinners who believe in Him this gracious blessing from God. When Christ came to die, the Son of God, He called the Father, Christ holy, God. When the Son of God came on earth to sacrifice Himself on the cross of Calvary against the wrath of God, He preaches for all sinners who believe in Him this gracious blessing and reconciliation with His Father, so that all who believe in Him, He will bring us to God by Himself. And this shows to us the kindness of God. Why? Because we are all debtors to His justice. God's justice, we are debtors to His justice, but then He shows us mercy, the Lord Jesus Christ. All those who have come to Him, He shows us mercy, and that each one of us here who have all come to Him, when we come to Him through Jesus Christ and ask Him to forgive us and yield our hearts and minds to Him and seek forgiveness for our sins, He will also forgive us. And then He will cancel our debts and then put in our records the perfect righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect holiness. The Lord Jesus Christ was a perfect man when He came to take a human nature. That's why in 2 Timothy we are told that He is the mediator, He is the man Jesus Christ, the only one mediator between God and man. The man Jesus Christ. In His humanity, there was perfection. He was the only perfect man. Adam, the perfection Adam had, was for this entire, even it's not up to that, because if it was up to where He can be on Himself, Adam cannot be on Himself perfect. God has to sustain Him. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, could sustain His own perfection. He cannot be tainted with sin. He lived a perfect life. He never uttered a power word. He never sinned. And He went to the cross of Calvary to offer Himself a perfect sacrifice. And God, Father, accepted it. And that all who come to believe in Him, there's an escape where we can be liberated from this state where the challenge of coming to God, we look in our hearts, we look in our character, and we are awful. No, but through Jesus Christ, there's an escape because His blood covers us. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God commended His love toward us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, the love of God, He commended it for sinners. You and I, The love he showed us is that Christ, the Son of God, should come and die for our sins, so that he will pay for our punishment that was due us. The shed blood of Christ on Calvary's cross alone, that's the only thing that can cleanse us from sin, make us accepted before the Christ, Holy God, the Almighty God, that we have to come to, but we cannot. Yes, Christo, na sendia, I won't know who has sent you, and I said, what do you know? You know, and no pet. His blood alone that we can have forgiveness for our sins. Think of your life, think of yourself, and think of your sins. And look to the Savior. That's what the Bible tells us. Look to yourself and look to the Savior. First, you have to look to yourself first. Because if you don't look to yourself, your character, your habit, and if you tend to cry, you will not really realize. But you look to yourself and examine yourself, your character, with the law of God, the perfect law of God, and then turn yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. While I was living in sin, enjoying life of sin, the Son of God was crucified for me. He suffered. You have to bear the pains. You have to bear all the shame because of my sin. That's what the Bible tells. But God commended his love toward us in that God, we are sinners, Christ died for us. We didn't stop our sin before Christ died for us. You see, if anyone would think that, well, I have to be sinless before coming to God, then you never come to God. But God knows that we cannot. But when we come to him, he will give us the blessings of Calvary. He will give us the righteousness, the holiness of Christ. The blood of Christ will cleanse you. You have that forgiveness. And then he will give to us that new nature. The Spirit of God come and work in our heart to renew us, to give us the new birth. And then, as he told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then, when we are born again, we can see God. We can know him. We can relate to him. We can call him as our Father. And we can seek all the blessings in this life and in the life to come, the day of judgment. God will not judge us. There's now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. One more, what Christ will know. If I'm in Christ, the day I'm coming to die, I look at my life and I turn to the Savior. Yes, I have not been able to live as I ought to. Though I strived after, as my hope and my rejoicing is that the Son of God stood in for me. He has taken all my punishment. So that as David, when he was coming to die, he was rejoicing on his mercy. That though his house has not been as it ought to be. God, no one is perfect. That doesn't also tell us that we should live in sin. God also tells us that because grace has come, we shouldn't continue to sin. Because when we are saved, we are given a nature to hate sin. So no one who is saved, who have fellowship with God, will be allowed to continue a life of sin. But the truth of the matter is that no one can be perfect in his own, in himself, without being saved, without having that work of salvation worked in him. Where Christ, blessings of Christ, blessings of Calvary is given. Forgiveness of sin, change of nature, change of heart is given. If that is not done, we can go. When this nature is given us, God doesn't look upon us. He looks on the new work in us. He looks on the Lord Jesus Christ and his life in us and then accept us. And again, the Bible, Romans 5, the verse 9 tells us, not only that, God has commended his love toward us and to save us, he might tell us much more than be now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. There's a wrath on every sinner. The Bible tells us God is angry with the wicked every day. Let a sinner sleep. Let him eat, let him be happy, let him live his life. The Bible says the anger of God is resting on him. It's like a convicted criminal, but he's run away. The law, they have pasted all his pictures. He's a fugitive. Whoever finds him, you can arrest him. But as long as he's not arrested, he's up, he's moving up and down. That is how we are. When we are not brought to reconciliation with God, God is angry with the sinner. And his final anger will be revealed at the day of judgment. He'll cast them off from his presence forever into that fire that is never quenched. And the Lord Jesus Christ spoke of hell more than many things. So that in that hellfire where people, I mean, the worms do not die, meaning that there's always people there. People live there and they don't die. You see? But then, forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ free us from this. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we are saved from this eternal hell. We are saved from eternal damnation. We are saved. God accepts us now. And then we become one of his people. Again, before I come to conclusion, what is your hope of acceptance with God? And then anyone need us to see and go from where you are to. See, see, yeah, I'll see how you. And after that, at the mood, I don't know. Anyone need us to. What is your hope? What are you resting in? All other things you may rest in will prove worthless. Because, I mean, as sinners, your good deeds can never cancel your bad deeds. So long as you have saving, let's think a sinner can stop sinning today. What about the sins that you have done? What your good things are not cancel them. But it's not possible for you, for a sinner to say, I've stopped all sins. Some people say, well, mejabone, you cannot. It's never true. Until you are saved, and then we are out of this world. You see, but until then, where is your hope of acceptance? Until you are taken out of this world to be with, to either go to hell or to be with the Lord, what is your acceptance with him? Lord Jesus Christ himself told us in John chapter 14, verse 6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way to come to the Father to be accepted is the Lord Jesus Christ. To believe in him, to rest your hope in him, and to cry to him to save you from your sin, to forgive you all of your sin, to cleanse you with his blood, and to bring into your heart that new nature, to change your heart so that your heart and mind will now be in agreement with God. To have that feeling, that's what the David said, that my heart pants after God, as the heart pants after the water pools. Until my heart begins to pant after God, as Matthew chapter 5, to mourn for my sins and to desire righteousness. You see, to come to that state. It's a state that God has to bring us to. So there is no other way until you come to hide yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the only way. So David has brought to our thinking this contemplation. How can I approach this holy God? How can I come to him? I must have clean hands. We don't have, but we have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. So come to him. Rest your hope in him, and he will save you.